Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And it's brought to you by American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host June Grasso discusses prosecutors in Brooklyn resting their case against former HSBC currency trader Mark Johnson for alleged currency rigging. She speaks with Robert Hockett, a professor at Cornell University Law School, and Bloomberg foreign exchange reporter Leanne Nguyen.
Will you start with a description of the charges and front running?
Sure. So the charge is that Mr. Johnson had, of course, inside information about the pending currency purchase because, of course, he received the order. And so the claim is that sort of in anticipation of that purchase's actually happening, he bought a lot of pounds sterling sort of on the cheap with a view, right, essentially to capitalizing on the price rise that would occur if he structured the order itself properly, right, in a manner that sort of drove up the price. So the claim is that this is essentially a fraudulent act because he essentially endeavored to manipulate the price of the currency in a way that rendered it more expensive for his clients. Of course, at the same time, he paid very little for it or much less for it himself. And so he was essentially pocketing the spread between those two prices.
Lenan, the jury has heard tapes of a phone call prosecutors say is the real-time talk of the front-running scheme. It's hard to beat tapes as evidence. Tell us about the call.
Well, there's a lot of trader jargon in the phone call, June, but what essentially is occurring is the traders are talking about a process called ramping the price, which means, artificially inflating the price by buying a lot of pounds. So the prosecutors are alleging that they did this, to disadvantage their client and to make the client end up paying an inflated price for the pounds.
Bob, one of the prosecution's expert witnesses was asked by the defense about pre-hedging. Mm-hmm. What is that, and how does it complicate the prosecution's case?
Yeah, so there's a lot of arguing about this. But so the idea behind pre-hedging is that, well, if you're anticipating a large order being placed by a client and you're going to have to buy a lot of currency in the market in order to make that sale to that client, you might purchase some for your own account in advance, just in case the price starts rising so quickly that you're ending up having to pay a lot more yourself. So the idea is you're sort of, in effect, stocking up your inventory a bit in advance of the actual purchase and sale for your client. And again, you can imagine a legitimate reason to do that, but of course, it's also, there's a significant gray area between that legitimate form of hedging on the one hand and just out and out front running on the other hand.
And that's Robert Hockett, a professor at Cornell University Law School, and Bloomberg foreign exchange reporter Lenan Nguyen speaking with the Bloomberg Law host June Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And that is this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.